Wealth and Talent Radio.
Millionaire Mindset Mastery. What does that actually mean, Millionaire Mindset Mastery? It means mastering your emotional state so you can be and stay in a state of flow. Millionaire, whatever that means to you, but what it means when it comes to a calendar year, a millionaire means that it's the law of the few. Then someone who's actually a real millionaire is someone who has the assets of a millionaire. And that drops down to the law of the few, down to 1/20th of 1%. Only a small percent of the population lives in that mindset of being a millionaire. And if you're on this call tonight and that is one of your objectives, to be able to live the good life, to be able to create enough commerce, enough traffic, enough transaction, so you can be one of the law of the few, a millionaire in free enterprise, then I'm going to cover some of the content and insight that is required for you to be able to break through. Now, if you're a millionaire already, welcome to the call. You would be in an absolute small percent of society. So take a look at the percent 1%, then break that down to 1/20th, 1/20th of 1%. That's how many people in America have a net worth of $1 million. The average millionaire is 52 years old. About 80+% of the millionaires in America do that by owning a small business with less than 5 employees. The millionaires in America, the other 20%, are white-collar professionals who typically have professional-type jobs, attorneys, lawyers, white-collar professionals. But most of the millionaires in America are people who own small businesses. And if that is you and you're on this call, then you're in the right place at the right time. Because to actually be and stay a millionaire, there's a mindset. It's the same mindset that is required of you to be a successful musician, a successful author, a successful speaker. You have to be able to live and breathe success one day at a time, creating a routine and a success habit. And a success habit is done through a repetition and experience, practice, emotional discipline one day at a time over a long career, wiring a brain and wiring a brain so you can be and stay in that set of emotions. Now, if you have been anxious, overwhelmed, and you have fear, doubt, and anxiety, then that is a situation that you begin to release and let go. As you begin to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety, your body starts to relax and release and move into a much more emotional, a much more higher emotional state called awareness. As you move into awareness and you begin to stay there, you will relapse very infrequently. And as you start to move into conscious awareness, and you begin to love what you do, and you're not in resistance, you're not in avoidance, and you have a much better understanding of what's required of you to be self-sufficient, self-directed, self-inspired. If you own a business, you have to be responsible for your own feelings. Now, I speak to many people daily that I coach. I coach anywhere from 10 to 12 people on any given day, Monday through Wednesday, 10 to 11 hours on Thursday. I occasionally coach a few hours on Friday and Sunday, either when I'm traveling home or traveling back. But I coach about 55 hours a week. And most of the people I coach that are not self-inspired are in resistance. And if you're in resistance, you're in avoidance. If you're in avoidance, you're procrastinating. That means your body is in a flexed flinch state, in an overwhelmed state called anxiety. And emotions create a corresponding response. So if you're in an overwhelmed state, you're telegraphing those feelings and you're going to attract your reality, people and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you begin to let go of the mind-body connections that created the events that shaped your anxiety, you start to change the way you feel. And these feelings that you start to bring into free enterprise, into your reality, that's what ignites and sparks your creativity, your innovation, your ability to create on command, your ability to compose, to write a song, to write a book, to write an ebook, to write content, to be a content writer, to be able to deliver on command. Your communication style requires an overhaul if you're in anxiety. If you're in anxiety, you're going to speak a language style that creates the very anxiety that you seek to avoid. And if you continue to stay in an overwhelmed state, you'll be undisciplined, you'll be winging it, you won't have a system, you won't have a routine, and you won't have a method. But as you begin to discipline and re-educate your expectations, you're re-educating your expectations. You start to change what you expect. But if you're someone who says, I worry all the time, I'm always worried, when you use the word always in a sentence structure, specifically about outcomes you seek to avoid, you'll attract the very situation you seek to avoid to fulfill your feelings of anxiety. As you start to step into your power and let go of force and counterforce and other situations that keep you avoiding, you begin to change your mindset. Changing your mindset is not a how do I, it's an I am state. I get asked this question frequently, several times a day, how do I? Transformation, change, and recovery is not a how do I exercise. Recovery, change, transformation. Wiring a new brain is an I am state. It's a committed state one day at a time. You will no longer criticize yourself. You can be honest, you can be objective, you can be present, you can be here and you can be now, but you will begin to let go of the anxieties that keep you in an overwhelmed state. You will be less critical. You won't spend as much time in fear. You will not be in anxiety, but most importantly, doubt. Doubt is one of those commonalities that afflicts and affects a large percent of the American populace. Doubt is also fostered by a language style that will keep you in doubt. Uh-huh, yeah, okay, kinda, sorta, sure, and guess. And many people also insert I don't know in their sentence. In mid-sentence, I don't know shows up. At the end of a sentence, I don't know shows up. Transformation begins with a longer breath cycle. If you live in a short breath cycle, you're going to stay in anxiety. That means your body's in fight or flight based on unresolved issues and events that have not been released and or let go of. But if you're someone who walks around this planet saying, I don't know why I do what I do. I don't understand why I drank the vodka last night. I didn't mean to eat the whole cheesecake. I didn't mean to drink that much wine. But if you live in that state, then you're going to be in denial. Denial keeps you from being objective, honest, open, and ability to separate your feelings from the events. As you become and stay committed, it's a different energy. This is how your mindset begins. Your mindset changes by being and staying committed. You stay committed today, not tomorrow because it hasn't happened, and you don't criticize yourself for yesterday's transgressions. You be and stay present. That means you're productive, you're results-oriented, you're results-conscious. You focus on creating a result, not on creating drama, chaos, and overwhelm. You live in the moment. You're here. You're now. You're present. You're innovative. You're creative. You don't talk yourself out of writing content. You don't talk yourself out of using the telephone to create a lead. You don't talk yourself out of going to the gym. You start to have a method to change. You can't change without a methodical process. You can't change by winging it. Winging it will keep you doing the same thing over and over. To be a millionaire, you must develop a different dialogue with asking, receiving, and deserving. A millionaire represents the assets of a millionaire. For you to be able to be and stay in that state of awareness, you let go of your anxieties about money. If you live if you have a dialogue with money that's based on poverty consciousness, lack, you can't make a decision when someone gives you an opportunity. You worry about your debt. You can't differentiate between a liability and an asset because money doesn't respond to worry. Money responds to skills. If you're worried, you actually are creating an anti-money veneer. Because money doesn't worry about you. Money shows up in the hands of people who are skilled at it. Money is a skill. And as you begin to let go of your anxieties about scarcity, lack, and poverty, now you move into a more prosperous mindset. That prosperous mindset is also a dialogue you have with yourself about asking, receiving, and deserving. If you've been conditioned to give, if you're an angry giver, if you give all the time, if giving is your identity, well, that's good. Giving, there's nobility in giving, but if giving is your personality, giving is your identity, it's going to be challenging for you to receive. And I'm talking about receiving compliments, insight, people give you good ideas, and you have to be able to let go of your anxiety about being criticized, being sensitive and defensive. A large percent of the population is sensitive and defensive. They overwhelm themselves being overwhelmed. They have anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. They worry about offending someone. They worry about making a mistake. They worry about getting in trouble. And if that is you, it's going to hinder your ability to create the habits of a millionaire. If you're going to be a millionaire in a chosen vocation, then it's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond, to understand what is required of you in that particular vocation to become successful. If you're a network marketer, an internet marketer, you're selling branded content, you're selling intellectual property, your own products, services, benefits, and features, you require clients, customers, people who can fill the bottom of your funnel, people who will buy some of the funded proposals, people who will buy the introductory products. You must be and stay comfortable with asking, selling, which is the highest paid profession in the world, content writing. But most importantly, the habits of a millionaire break down to this key fundamental, production. You start to devote energy into the area of production, because production is what creates results. People tend to say to me, "You're really busy." I tend to say back to them, "I'm productive." I don't let someone tell me I'm busy. Busy creates dust. Being productive blazes a trail. And I'm creating a trail, not creating dust. What many people do is they circle the wagons. They create a lot of dust, but they never get to the destination of their choice because they stay in a figure-it-out state. Being successful is not about figuring it out. Being successful is about being successful. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. You have to be creative enough and innovative enough to create a methodical system that you can follow routinely one day at a time over a short-term and long-term career so your brain begins to wire differently. If you're overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, then you're going to have challenges in this phase of the process until you let go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. To be a millionaire, you have to be able to manage the moving parts. There's a lot of moving parts to being successful. There may not be a lot right now, but you also have to let go of your anxiety about failing. You can't succeed by worried about failing. Worry has no value. Worry gives you no energy, but worry also gives you a payoff. Those of you who are chronic worriers and the chronic worriers of the world and the people who worry all the time and they're always worried, that becomes an identity. The payoff is they get to avoid. If you're a chronic avoider, then you want to be able to address the cause that creates the effect of what that actually means. If you're avoiding, typically what it means is you have anxiety about trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened. If you're avoiding, you're avoiding the responsibility of changing. It's not the responsibility of succeeding, it's the responsibility of changing. Because your brain will create a placebo effect to fulfill a feeling that it's neurochemically addicted to, that is called familiar. Your comfort zone is really your average zone. It keeps you average and keeps you from failing. Your objective is to succeed, not to fail. But most people focus on not failing rather than focus on the habits of being successful. The habits of being successful will be indigenous to whatever your vocation is. But let me assume that you're in a direct sales network marketing company or you're an internet marketer. Well, a percent of your time will be devoted to lead generation. A percent of your time will be devoted to conversions. That's either writing content that attracts the lead into your sales funnel or having phone calls, writing sales copy, and being able to deliver that copy to create a lead. You must create more leads than you have time. If you have two leads in 2 hours, well, that's not much of a business. That is a hobby. But if you have 20 leads in 1 hour, that's a start. And creating leads is a skill. Now, as we move past the habits of the devotation, the habits of the dedicated blocks of time to becoming a professional. And as you're becoming a professional, it means you start to understand the inner game of your industry, the inner game of your enterprise, the inner game of your business. You start to understand that people are predictable. And the more you understand about behaviors and conditions, the more you understand why people do what they do, you start to have that slight edge. That slight edge is the advantage you require to be and stay successful. You must embrace the process of connecting with people, asking the questions in a sequence, letting go of your anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. It's important that you're all in, that you really buy into the process. You're not behind the glass window. You're on the other side of it. You're not looking for the answer. You are the answer. You're not waiting to be perfect. You're focused on production. Results are what compensate you. Production is not driven by perfection. Production is driven by cause. And if you don't have a cause bigger than your problem, then you'll focus on the problem. That's what most people do. They're so problematic that they avoid failing, and by avoiding failing, they don't learn the habits of a, and the mindset of a millionaire. They don't master the skills of a millionaire. They don't develop the discipline of a millionaire. They stay behind the glass, knowing that on the other side of the glass is responsibility. A large percent of society reacts. They don't respond. They get in an overwhelmed state. They get asked a question. When presented a unique value proposition, they don't see it. They focus more on the debt. They focus more on what they don't have rather than focusing on the value. When you are value conscious, you are constantly raising your energy. When you're scarcity conscious, poverty conscious, money conscious, lack conscious, you continue to stay in a low vibrational energetic state. You don't have to be a millionaire to be able to attract someone who is. You have to be comfortable with yourself enough, knowing that you're going to be one day, so that you can be here, be now, and be present. Millionaire mentality really is millionaire emotionality, meaning that you start to develop the emotions of a highly successful, organized, detailed, systematic person who can manage the moving parts of success. But if you're overwhelmed before you start and talk yourself out of it and say, this is hard, this is difficult, I'm not sure if I can do this, and you continue to edify the problem by talking about it. If you continue to edify the problem about talking about it, then you'll live in the problem. But as you begin to let go of the problem and step into the solution, now you're solution conscious, you're results conscious. You're in the process of creating leads, creating a system to qualify the lead. You have a way to communicate with the leads. You're able to present the value. You're able to present the unique marketing strategy. You're able to showcase the product, the benefit, the feature, and the service. And this are the skills of a millionaire. You start to develop your listening skills. You hear what's meant, not what's said. You have a better understanding of why people do what they do. Your awareness is heightened and it's raised. Your eyesight, your mindset, you're able to see out each corner of your eye. You're able to see in the left and the right of your eye. You're not checked out. You're checked in your body. You're not overwhelmed. You're in your inspiration. You're not in force, and you're not a counterforce. You're in power. And in your power, you are empowered. And power is non-linear. It's non-physical. It's the emotional, etheric energy, the sexual transmutation, the juice, the DNA. You have the goods. You're here and you're now. You have that edge, that slight edge, because you know that you will not be denied. Now, this is when you bring mindset, habits, and skills together so that they become one with. And it's that slight edge that you know because you know that you'll do whatever is required of you to achieve your goal. If you want to be in a stage, you'll get there. If you want to write a hit song, you're writing it. If you want to be able to succeed in a business, you're already feeling it. You have to be able to feel it before it happens. You don't feel it after it happens. And you can't do this when you live in doubt. Now, this is a skill, a habit, and a mindset. This is the trifecta of the breakthrough you require to understand. Success is not occupied by doubt. Doubt occupies doubt because doubt has to have a reason not to. Doubt has to have an opposition. Doubt has to have an adversary. Doubt is force. Once you're in doubt, now you're relegated to trying to force yourself to do something that you're doubting. Doubt is not being sure. Doubt is being overwhelmed. Doubt's not sure if you can pull it off. Doubt's what you learn by living with your parents. I mean, doubt's what you learn by not being good enough. When you live in this kind of emotional energy, you're in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. Doubt becomes your excuse not to succeed, and you use the excuse of failing not to succeed. Doubt keeps you from learning the skills. Doubt keeps you in a place where you have anxiety about being rejected. People don't reject you. They pass on decisions. They can't commit. When someone doesn't buy from you, it's typically because they have an anxiety about an event that hasn't happened. They worry about the future rather than focusing on the now. When you're presented a great value proposition, a unique marketing opportunity, it's going to be your responsibility to pull the trigger whether you have the money or not. If you're resourceful, you'll find it. If you're resourceful, you'll pay it off. If you're resourceful, you'll create the situation. Yeah, that's easy for you to say. People say that to me. It's not easy for me to say. It's relaxed for me to say. I learned my skills over a long career, one day at a time. I started my enterprises as a teenager. I had aspired to be a millionaire by the time I was 30. It didn't happen. It happened in my late 30s. But the price I paid to get to where I am today is unequivocally worth the journey, because it's the habits, the skills, and the mindset. So being a millionaire is an identity. It's a habit. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. It's who I am. It's what I do. It's, you're not flaunting it. You don't have to tell people. But silently, in the deepest, darkest corners of your office, you freaking know, dude, because you know you will not be denied. You are in it to win it. You're not in it to lose it. And a large percent of society is in it to lose it because they avoid winning. They have more anxiety about losing than they do winning, and they call that failure. Now, imagine if a sports team focused on not failing. It's called a prevent defense. Many teams have lost at the last minute because they tried to preserve the lead rather than playing offense. Success is offense. It's offensive. It offends people. It offends the people who are easily offendable because they are the status quo. They want to keep in a place called familiar. They want the government to protect them. They want the lending institution to continue to loan them more money so they can go in more debt. They want the medical community to provide them for their services so they don't get the flu and other situations. These people are not reliant. They're not self-reliant. They're reliant on someone else for approval, someone else to tell them what to do. A millionaire is self-inspired, self-aware, self-directed. It does not require anyone else to tell them what to do because they're in a be state. They're being who they know they're capable. They be, do, and then they create results. Now, as you're no longer the mind-body connection to the overwhelmed anxieties that keep you what you're doing, you're developing a new discipline. Now, what you do and don't do daily determines whether you create results or whether you stay disappointed. When you chronically avoid because of the story you tell yourself, you're not doing. When you are in the moment, in the game, when you are cause-driven, when you are purpose-driven, when you have clearly defined whys, when you're not guilty about dreams that you don't even know the dreams you have, as you begin to let go of your guilt and shame about the events that shaped your low self-esteem, as you let go of your unresolved anger and your resentment, your energy begins to shift and change. As you realize what's required of you daily and you begin to deliver, and when you have resolve, you'll stay in the game no matter what. When you learn how to deliver, you'll produce the results. When you can commit, your energy changes. But when you stay interested behind the glass, when you pass on the opportunities that are presented to you because you can't pull the trigger, when you create excuses rather than creating results, then you'll continue to be in that average zone. And unfortunately, that's where a large percent of society is. They operate in a low self-esteem, being and staying average. Now, when you decide and commit to be exceptional, you commit before it ever happens, then you live in the state of that. That's the mindset. If you're going to live the good life, if you're going to have an exceptional life, if you're going to be exceptional at what you do, it means you're going to be the exception. It means you're going to step out of being average so you can be the exception, so you can be exceptional. That means you actually begin to step into the law of the few. That's what a millionaire is, the law of the few. Only a few people are willing to stay in the game long enough to ever master their emotions so they can be in command. Most of society tries to control an outcome by avoiding it. They control an outcome about worrying about it. I've actually coached people that tried to argue with me. I'm not arguing. They can be right. I let them wrestle with themselves, but I've had people tell me that there's a huge benefit in worrying, that worrying is a component of succeeding. Worrying is a component of anxiety. It has no value. It keeps you in control of being out of control. Worry creates a neurochemical response called fight or flight. It keeps you in anxiety. Worry has no value. Worry is force that must have a counterforce. A force has to have a counterforce because it requires opposition. Power stands alone. Power does not require any outside source because power is power. Power is non-physical. Force requires typically a counterforce, which can be physical or emotional, to be able to thrive and to flourish. And even though that sounds contradictory, that's what many people do. They thrive on being in conflict. They thrive on drama. They thrive on excuses. They thrive on being overwhelmed. Now, if you are so done with this and you are here and you're now, then you learn to focus on the habits of a millionaire. That means you focus on production. You focus on creating $300 days. So that eventually, you can start to create a $3,000 day. 365 times 3,000 equals $1,095,000. That's $1 million calendar year. A millionaire has the assets of a millionaire, meaning they have a net worth. They don't have liability debt. Their portfolio shows assets. Now, there's good assets and there's also liability debt. You want to be focused on relieving yourself of debt so you can be free of debt and not debt-free. There's a difference because debt-free is connected by a hyphen. Free of debt has two words that stand alone that do not require any conflict. And if you're in this place tonight that you know and you are ready, then you're in the right place at the right time. This could be the very content. This could be the very call. This could be the insight, the inner wisdom that allows you to no longer be the mind-body connection to the anxieties that keep you overwhelmed, that keep you average, that keep you avoiding succeeding. You can't succeed by avoiding it. You'll succeed through the repetition and experience of it, moving into a longer breath, taking a longer breath, learning how to let go on command, learning the skills of letting go, separating your feelings from the events. You're also going to be skilled at handling other people's criticism because many people will criticize you. Well, many's relative, whatever that means. It depends on if you attract it or not. If you don't attract criticism because you're skilled at receiving insight and you're not sensitive and defensive, then you'll seldom ever have people criticize you. This seldom happens to me. That becomes your motto. That becomes your identity. That becomes your affirmation. That becomes your declaration. I attract to my reality quality like-minded individuals that I can partner to create prosperity consciousness with, or any multitude of affirmations that will allow you to speak into existence a brainwave, a mindset that's much more conducive to living a good life. But if you're a noble struggler, your communication style will foster that struggle. And then when someone points out to you what you're doing, learn not to take it defensively. Receive it as insight. And as you start to understand that there are people who will be threatened by you, a few people will criticize you, you learn not to take any of it personally because you are learning where to meet people where they are. Because you're now learning how to develop money skills, habits, mindset, and your dialogue with asking, receiving, deserving, and money begins to change. Money is etheric. It's mythical. There's not a lot of it left in the world in a tangible form. Most of it's electronic. You don't even see much of it anymore. But the money you do have, there's still some spiritual energy behind that. And the spirituality of money means you're able to step into the power of it. And it's not money you're attracting. It's people who you can deliver value and service with, people you can collaborate with, people who are in the hands-free zone, people who are in alignment with you. As you learn to change your beliefs, you'll begin to attract people who believe what you believe. But when you hold on to your beliefs that don't serve you and you hold on to your beliefs that keep you emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, then you actually begin to repel success rather than attract it. As you begin to attract success and attract people and become attractive, your energy becomes attractive and you begin to attract your reality, more quality, like-minded individuals that you can collaborate with. As you let go of criticism and start to develop your dialogue with money and you change your ability to receive, ask, and deserve, meaning when you're in a conversation and someone gives you an objection, you're able to address that objection by asking a question. A relaxed question in a sequence. You're not begging, convincing, cajoling, praying that someone sees your value. You're not focused on going out of debt, going into bankruptcy. You're not worried about these situations that keep you chronically worried. You are in your power, you are here, and you're now. As you start to develop the skills, the habits, and the mindset, you'll begin to turn ideas into results. This is when you become creative and innovative. And it's that idea consciousness, the innovation, the creativity that allow you to create leads and have more leads and have time. This is what will allow you to see an outcome before it happens. You begin to feel it, sense it, touch it, but most importantly, know it. You know your time is here and you will not be denied. It's in that aware conscious state that you have crossed the bridge and the millionaire mentality that you now believe will happen is on its way. The universe will deliver when you deliver. The universe will not deliver when you're a contradiction. The universe will not deliver when you're trying to control an outcome that can't be controlled. The universe will not deliver when you don't believe that the universe will deliver. When your belief is low, when you live in doubt, the universe won't deliver because you're in a mixed message. When you're clear, you know who you are, you know who you're being, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that created your anxiety. As you let go of being worried, most of specifically doubt, as you let go of doubting yourself, you begin to change emotionally and etherically the conscious awareness that will allow you to attract a different type of person to your reality in a relatively short period of time. This is called synchronicity. There are no accidents. Meaningful coincidences begin to happen on command. The parking space is available right in front of the restaurant. You're awarded the best booth in the house. You get upgraded on first class when you're not even a frequent flyer, because these situations always happen to you. You move beyond being struggling to being chosen. You choose to move to a higher level of consciousness. You actually understand what levels of consciousness means. You actually understand what awareness is. You begin to understand the quantum physics of life, spirituality, cause and effect, why people do what they do, and predictability, because you are focused. You're learning how to turn ideas into results. You're focused on results. You're focused on value and service. You're focused on delivering great service to your clients. You're focused on your focus. You're focused on being here and now. You're focused in a relaxed body on not relapsing. You're not worried about relapsing. You're focused on not worrying. What many people do is they worry about what they don't want to have happen and then attract their reality, the very situation they sought to avoid. As you start to develop your first stream of income, then you can get better at developing multiple streams of income. Learn not to overwhelm yourself with shiny objects. Stay present. Stay here. Stay now. You want to be able to also accrue assets. The true mark of your legacy will be the people that you inspire, the people that you build, the people you connect and collaborate with, the people of influence and affluence that you start to mentor, coach, and spend quality time with. But your legacy will also be determined by your assets, what you've accrued, what you've amassed, what you've put together as a portfolio. So you can create passive income, so you can borrow money from yourself and not have to rely on institutions to charge you interest on money that doesn't exist. As you start to be and stay focused, as you start to develop the habits, the skills, the mindset of the very person you seek to become, you begin to magnetize your reality, the very situation, the people that you require, the people who can sense, feel, and know what you're about. Now, when you're in this energy, you will not be denied. This is the hands-free zone. This is where 2 plus 2 equals 16. This is a quantum leap. This is where focus becomes your identity, not unfocus. Shiny object syndrome will never get you to the land of promise. A focused, committed set of clearly defined goals, a 90-day game plan, factored one day at a time where your habits are exemplary, and then you're also have a daily method that you operate in, dedicated blocks of time devoted to the wealth creation, dedicated blocks of time devoted to lead generation, dedicated blocks of time devoted to content writing, dedicated blocks of time devoted to exercise, dedicated blocks of time devoted to spirituality, reading books, listening to podcasts. You start to break your day up into segments, and you're able to live in a routine. Being a rebel without a cause is not sexy. It's a rebel without a cause. It's someone who's defiant, someone who wants conflict, someone who is overwhelmed, and someone who's not someone you're really looking to attract. And as you begin to become the success you're seeking, you're no longer codependent, you become independent. You're not over-obligating yourself. And you have a vision of the prize. You're focused on the outcome. You're focused on the success that you deserve to live the good life. And as you cross the bridge and time starts to click off the calendar of life, and you've devoted 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then you break through. It's in that third, fourth, and fifth year that the compounder effect begins to happen. It's the hands-free zone that you start to understand. You start to understand the inner game of the business, and you know you're going to be there before you even arrive because you now trust. When you trust yourself, you can trust others. When you can't trust others, you can't trust yourself because you're just waiting for someone to violate you. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, then you are you and you are free. And as you begin to step into the hands-free zone, and you start to understand the zone where you will not be denied, this is when your energy changes. People begin to show up. It becomes effortless and easy. You're not a hardaholic. You're not trying to push the ball up the hill. You're able to find leverage. You're able to create leverage through multiple streams of income, through multiple people, through multiple layers of ideas that you begin to create. You don't have to be the issue. You can outsource it. You become very skilled at your most valuable commodity, time, 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes. And at this point, now you can become the millionaire mentor. Once you've arrived and you've stayed there and you're able to master the emotions to be and stay successful, now you can teach other like-minded success seekers who are seeking your time, skills, the habits, and the mindset, because now you become the mentor, the leader that people are looking for. You start to bring your influence and affluence into your business and other businesses of like mind. You're able to command a presence for your energy. People want to compensate you for the skills you've learned, and you're able to, and you are open to receive. You don't check out and go, oh, that's not necessary. You're able to say thank you. And as you move into the 13th step of millionaire mindset, you're able to reinvent yourself as a millionaire. That's duplication. You can do that through employees, through teammates, through mentoring, through coaching, through any multitude of situations. You start to leave your footprint on this land by the people you collaborate with, you mentor with, you spend quality time with soulmates, teammates, and people that actually you start to feel their feelings. And it's in that space that you will not be denied. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.